This is a Fox News alert. Stepping up production. I'm Lisa Letera. President Biden has invoked the Defense Production Act to get more baby formula on store shelves.
The Defense Production Act gives the government the ability to require suppliers to direct needed resources to infant formula manufacturers before any other customer who may have ordered that good.
And he's putting in place what the White House is calling Operation Fly Formula.
I've directed the Department of Defense and the Department of Health and Human Services to send aircraft, planes overseas to pick up infant formula that meets U.S. health and safety standards so we can get it on the store shelves faster.
The announcement comes 2 days after the FDA said it was streamlining its review process to make it easier for foreign manufacturers to begin shipping more formula to the U.S. The Republican Senate primary in Pennsylvania, still too close to call.
Tonight, Dr. Mehmet Oz holds a razor-thin lead over former hedge fund CEO Dave McCormick. Just 2,000 votes separate the two, with some 105,000 mail-in ballots still uncounted this afternoon. Across Pennsylvania, counting continues amid delays and hiccups. In Lancaster County, a printing error affected 22,000 ballots, forcing poll workers to mark each ballot by hand. And in Allegheny County, 31 precincts experienced memory stick failures at voting machines, delaying results until next week.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Bucks County. The CDC says COVID cases are increasing in the U.S. and could get worse over the coming months.
Immunity does wane, and that is why it is so important to stay up to date with vaccines and particularly boosters.
White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci, the CDC says about a third of the U.S. population lives in areas considered at higher risk, mostly the Northeast and Midwest. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
There's a sign higher mortgage rates are having an impact on the housing market.
New home construction declined in April for the second month in a row. Housing starts, groundbreakings declined 0.2%, and the number of permits slipped 3.2% last month, a sign that fewer new homes are being planned. Permits rose to a 15-year high at the end of last year before retreating. Though demand for home buying is still strong, the numbers are an indication that rising mortgage rates, expensive building materials, and record home prices are slowing the housing market. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The Oscars getting back to normal eligibility-wise after 2 years of pandemic-related adjustments. The Academy says Oscar hopefuls will once again have to launch their films in movie theaters. Qualifying films are allowed to premiere both in theaters and on a streaming service, but the Academy says their run must go for a minimum 7 consecutive days, with at least one showing a day in one of 6 approved metropolitan areas. PGA officials defending the price of beer at the championship in Tulsa.
Golf fans may need a loan. Michelob Ultra going for $18. Stella Artois imported from Belgium and souvenir and signature cocktails going for $19. Wine, $13 a glass. Hot dogs, $8 a pop, $14 for a cheeseburger. 2017 PGA champion Justin Thomas posting on Twitter, gotta treat the fans better than that. Two-time PGA champion Brooks Koepka is sponsored by Michelob Ultra, saying it's a tall boy, referring to the can of beer being sold is 25 ounces. A PGA official says a new deal this year lets you eat and drink as much non-alcoholic beverages as you want for the price of a ticket, adding, we're comfortable where we are.
Fox's CJ Papa. Taylor Swift has a new honor to her name. The pop star received an honorary doctorate of fine arts from New York University today. I'm Lisa Lissara. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.